In Indonesia, growing fear of coronavirus has sparked a rush on medicinal plants as people try to boost their ability to fight off the virus. Jamu, or herbal drinks, have always been popular, but panic buying has seen prices of some ingredients surge. The number of confirmed cases in Indonesia has risen to 4 since 2 more people tested positive yesterday. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
In Australia, it's toilet paper, but in Indonesia, it's ginger and turmeric that are suddenly in huge demand. Here at a local herb stall in Jakarta, shoppers are after the magic ingredients they call jamu, medicinal plants they believe will help them fight the coronavirus infection. They tell me it can fight off coronavirus, says one woman. It'll increase my immune system and stamina, says another. In the last week, there's been a surge in demand for foods like lemongrass, galangal, ginger and turmeric. So much so that prices at some markets have soared. Aromatic ginger has almost doubled. Turmeric has tripled because it contains curcumin that has medicinal properties. Horatius Romuli runs a jamu store in Jakarta that sells empon empon, a type of herbal elixir that many Indonesians believe will give them good health and stamina. The outbreak and media coverage has increased the number of people coming here for jamu, he says. Not only old people, but young people too, both women and men. The sudden explosion in demand was sparked by a recent university study that claimed drinks like these can increase one's immune system. Its author, Hairul Anwar Nidom from Ayerlanga University, says curcumin especially can prevent a so-called cytokine storm in the lungs or the overproduction of immune cells that can overwhelm the body's ability to fight infection. They also worked against shielding the effect of the avian flu virus, he says. We believe that local produce, plants in Indonesia, are an adequate shield against coronavirus. Such super drinks have become so popular that volunteers dressed as superheroes have been handing out free doses of empon empon to motorists at traffic lights. The level of panic in Indonesia has risen markedly this week since President Joko Widodo confirmed the first 2 cases of coronavirus. Medical masks and sanitizer have either sold out or are selling at inflated prices.
Go, go!
And armed police moved in against profiteers who are accused of making and selling masks illegally. They've carried out raids on several factories manufacturing the masks without a permit. Anyone convicted of hoarding masks could now face hefty fines or even jail. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.